Yeah, you're rocking the Kilcare-Glenties game there. You know, Kilcare still have to play four Masters, I think it is, as well, haven't they? So they have a couple of tough ties there. They had a good one last night, but, you know, it's difficult trying to get 4 points out of those two games. Glenties, you know, seeing what they did last night, they'll be looking to consolidate the top four qualification down there in Kilcare. Downing's Glenfinn. Downing's on a point. Glenfinn are on two. Am I right in saying that? So that's going to be a game where both of those will be looking at to probably stave off from the relegation places. But also, I mean, we're talking earlier on there, maybe 2 or 3 points might actually qualify anyway for the top 12. So Termon, Dunlow there, Dunlow form team in the championship, really, really impressed with them the first three games. Going to Termon, I mean, they have to like pick themselves up from this night. What, like 20 point defeat, no matter who is against. I know we're talking about Glenties, how good they are. Termon, that's, you know, psychologically, they're at home against Dunlow. They'll have to, you know, for qualification, they need that victory there. So how can they pick themselves up from last night, you know? Then again, McCool's today would have felt they left that behind them big time. They're at home to Glenswally. Next week we'll have Murphy back. Again, they have 3 from 3. They'll be looking to consolidate the top four as well to avoid that extra game. They'll want to win that. So that's like all those games so far. Clybex, Gidor going down there, now they're in 5 points. Probably like Gidor, we're talking about them today, didn't play great, but in the first cut in the game against Michaels down here as well, probably didn't play great, but they're still in 5 points, you know. So another victory against Killybege, which they'll fancy their chances with, that'll probably put them in the top four as well, to avoid that game. And then Aireux, four masters again today, were very well going by following the score count against Michaels, dug it out there, won by 5 points. Aireux probably lacking confidence there. They're in 0 points at the minute. Can't see them disrupting four masters there, so I can only see a victory for them.
St. Michael's will play St. Union's, and Neave Columba will take on Ardrath. So your own club, St. Michael's, yes, they have a home tie. Can they disrupt one of the sides who have huge ambitions of taking the Darton Maguire, Christy?
Well, Oisín, I mean, down here against Gidor in the first round, like, they should have beat them. They controlled the game for about the first 50-55 minutes, you know, like Gidor back into it. But they performed well. Last week against Ardrath, I was down there, it was a brilliant game. Both teams were at it really hard. So Michaels played really positive front foot football down there against Four Masters today. Going by the scoreline and stuff, obviously it was a very expansive open game. So Michaels, they're probably like, you know, St. Michael's and Glenswally are probably the two and Dunlow are probably the three teams out of maybe, I suppose if you take Four Masters, Glenties, St. Union's, St. Michael's, Dunlow and Glenswally are probably, maybe Gidor, if they maybe improve a bit, are probably one of those bolters for the championship. Oisín, like, St. Michael's have Michael Langan, Glenswally have Michael Murphy, like, no other teams in the county have those two types of players, Oisín. So St. Michael's will definitely fancy their chances against St. Unions. St. Unions have played well in patches, but they probably haven't been as dominating as I felt they would have been in games, Oisín. St. Michael's at home down the bridge, like, will fancy their chances against anybody down there.